So yesterday, as we saw, there was a machlokes in the Rishonim, whether we paskin on Chovas Gavra, Chovas Talis. We saw, though, that already in the Rimigash, maybe let's look at it a little bit more carefully. In the Rimigash, the exact interpretation of this is in question. So the Rimigash had said, again, Umashisha Altal Talmud Suyetzit Kilchata Matsur Lezeba Bishabat, Imloy Metadik Baal Kruchas Vivot Savaro, Lefisher Raita Misha Horesha, Sur Latit Bazal Toar, Lemashem Roy, Tibetalich, and Matsuyetz Kilchata Chayav. Which is someone had asked him a scarf, you assume you're not Chayav when you wear it that way, so is it Asur on Shabbat? And therefore, it should be carrying. So he says in his tshuva, So the first part of his answer is that people do wear it that way. Shom he atzmoin kilchata v'chazra liyot masuiv v'halcha holvi mitzuyetz kilchata for pish inu mitatif ba ein ze mechayev shetachzor liyot masuiv l'fisha tzir chovat taliti. So he says, look, it's true. Are you chayev to wear tzitzis on a scarf according to Rimigash? No, but chovat talit makes it that these tzitzit are objectively part of the beged. And you're not chayav for Shabbat because it's normal to wear scarves, even if scarves are not chayav in tzitzit. So again, fundamentally, he says he paskins chovat talit. But it's interesting. Now again, you have to distinguish. Does he think that the fact that this is how people wear it is at all relevant to the tzitzit, or is that only a Shabbos point? It sounds like it's a Shabbat point, but again, maybe there's a blurring of the lines. I'm not 100% sure. If you look at the rid in number 4. Again, the numbering, I apologize, Gavi, I know it drives you crazy, I'm sorry. But
which
4, the first, the one that doesn't have a 3, that one.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
I don't know. I really have no idea how this happened. He summarizes the machlokes. Uvitzitzit, b'ha pligi ravada bar havad mevarech lasot. Rav Ada had said you make a bracha on making it. V'rav damrin tzitzit and tzricha bracha. The marzav chovat taliti. Rav tzitzit chovat taliti. Zeg marasita shalom mitzvah. Right, the position that you make a bracha on making it, things chovat talit. Like the Gemara Membet. V'helga chayav levarich. V'rav zavar tzitzit chovat gavrei. V'ein zeg mar mitzvata. Ela ha'ituf. And the mitzvah, according to him, is the wrapping. V'helga chayinu levarich latzot tzitzit ki'im lehitatech batzitzit. And the second machlokas that we had was, are you chayev to have tzitzit on a beged that's sitting in your closet? And this is one of the weirdest lines ever, which is Rav and the Malach, a line on one side, Ushmuel, right? The Malach aligns on one side against Shmuel. I don't really know what to do with that, but okay. The Kaimalan, and again, this is like, if you remember, this is
a typo.
It's not a typo. If you remember, this was a machlok as Rashi and Tos, but whether the Maskan, the Malach works for everybody or not. The Kaimalan, Golhecha, the Pligi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisurei, he said, since we always pass from like Rav, and we don't make the Ruch Lasot Tzitzit, Shmami now the Chovat Gavra Kaimelon. So we see that we paskin Chovat Gavra. V'kach pasaka b'rmi Yitzchak Zechar Tzadik v'kodesh l'vracha. And that's the position of the Rif. But he notes that when the Eshkol, remember the Eshkol and the Rif, it said, but some people say that it's Chovat Talit. So if you skip down, he says, V'chuvat Rav Amram Gon Zatzal Zikukol, right? Zechar Tzadik v'kadosh l'vracha. Re'iti katuv klei kufsa chayavin b'tzitzit. Rav Amram et paskin chovat talit, and therefore your tzitzit are chayav, even if they sit in your closet and you're not wearing them. And he says the reason was because Rav Tuvi had quoted Shmuel saying this, and because of this the talit kfula, and he argues. But he notes that in the Yerushalmi, they seem to paskin. If you look 3 lines from the bottom, he notes that in the Yerushalmi, it seems to paskin that chovat talis. And therefore he says, Yerushalmi, Garcin Ho said tzitzit la'atzmo, Baruch Asher Kedishlam, Zudah v'tzivenu la'asov tzitzit. Right, the Bavli paskins, the maskana, you don't make the bracha, but the Yerushalmi paskins, like the position in the Gemara, that you do in fact make that bracha. And therefore he says, maybe this is a machloket between Bavli and Yerushalmi. If you skip down to the Ravan, says Sha'alani Chotni Mar Rav Ori Mitzvah Chamura Kamo Tzitzit Shishkula Keneged Kol Mitzvot. Tzitzit is super important. It's equivalent to the other mitzvot. So Maishnam the Mekilim Barov Yisrael Shein Mitzvatin BaBachol Yom. She said, why is it that so many Jews don't wear tzitzis? This is not a new phenomenon, right? Why is it that so many Jews don't wear tzitzis? So he says, Yishafti Lo Lefi She'ein Tzitzit Chovat Gavra. Because we paskin Chovat Talis. Mikatav Lavosh Tzitzit Chovat Talit He Dechatav Asulam Tzitzit Lakanfei Vigdehem Mishcha Talit Charba Kanfot Asei Lo Tzitzit Vimlav Ein Lecha Tzitzit Neinu Chayav Tzitzit. Except what does he do? He says it's Chovat Talis. And then how does he interpret Chovat Talis?
You don't have to wear it.
Yeah, that if you wear a four-cornered garment, then you have to put on tzitzis, which means, how does he define the word chovas talis? The way the rest of the Rishonim defined?
Chovas
gavra. Thank you. Right? He thinks that chovas gavra versus chovas talis means, chovas gavra is, you have to wear tzitzit, and chovas talis means, if you wear a beged with tzitzit, you have to wear it. And remember I told you that some people blur the lines? He calls that chalva tzitzit. He says chovat gavra and chovat talis are mitzvah kiyumish versus mitzvah chiyuvis. Right? And we saw that that was one stage in the Gemara where it sounded like that. Right? Where chovat gavra means you have to wear it and you only have to wear one beged with tzitzit and then you're fine. Right? That's what he actually concludes.
Why do we care what they call it? Just like compare the actual, like what they say the halacha is.
Because he's...
What does it matter? They keep switching on what Chovat Talis or Chovat Gavra. It's like, who cares?
Well, because according to him, there doesn't seem to be... right? I mean, according to him, there is no such position, right? La halacha, that we would entertain the clay kufsa as chayav. Right? Meaning... The right on Mem Aleph, the Gemara thinks that Chovat Talit might mean that your clothes in your closet are chayev. He says la halacha; those are not even relevant. The only two possibilities that really entertain la halacha are Chovat Gavra, which is you have to wear, or Chovat Talit, which is
if you're wearing it.
But in the Gemara, that was both called Chovat Gavra, right? But he's not willing to entertain the possibility of what the seems to be the simplest Chovat Talit. And again, this is why. Right, I think sometimes it gets a little bit complicated because the terminology gets confused. The Sefer HaItur, you just look at his last line, he paskins chovat talit, and therefore ahasof, the last line, v'hilchata mevarech b'shar asiyat la'asot. Therefore he paskins, and when he makes it, he paskins you?
When you make it.
You do make the bracha, thank you. Right, you do in fact make the bracha. Okay. But that's the background. So now let's turn to the next page. So as we, and now let's come back to what we talked about a little bit last week, is that this Chovas Gavra, Chovat Talit, seems to be the simplest way of explaining the machloket of whether you think that Ksut Laila, whether the Mechayev of Tzitzis is day versus night, or day clothing versus night clothing. Right? That seems to be the simplest understanding.
Meaning if it's Chovat Gavra, then it's...
when you wear it. And if it's Chovat Talis, it's what type of beged is it?
Right.
Right? That would be the simplest understanding of the Machlokes.
So the Rambam would say Chovat Gavra.
Right, that would have been the simplest, right? But the Rishonim don't like this because, right, they want to split it. But how would you split it conceptually? So if you look at Tosos is the one that starts noticing this. And he says, Mikan Mashma Kirb Shimon. The Amar, this is in Tosos in Brachot, on the, we already saw this Gemara. This is on the Gemara of why do you have Shema before Bahaya, before Tzitzis. She says, Mikan Mashma Kirb Shimon, Dhamma Paragatchila, the Tzitzit Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. The Chenisa Bigdushin over Tzitzit Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. Vim Tomer, Imkain, the Mandi Amar Tzitzit Chovat Talithu, Bafilu Munacha Bikufsa, Afiloachi Chayevet Bitzitzit, Hechi Ashkaran Sheez Man Grama. Right? Remember, really there are three machlokot that seem to be connected. Right? Tosas Havamina is that the machlokot is about whether Tzitzit is Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. The simplest understanding is tzitzis about day and night versus day clothing or night clothing. And in turn, the machlokas of day clothing versus night clothing depends on whether you think it's chovas gav or chovas talis. So Tosva says, so according to Shmuel, who holds that it's munacha b'kufsas chayav, then tzitzit should be a mitzvah that says she lo azman grama, and women should be chayav. And therefore he says, no. Yish lomar, but remember, we already saw this Tosfos last week, who says that no, even if you hold ksut laila, it's still a mitzvah that says she's man grama. Why? Because its definition is tied up in time, right? Dayness, right? This was Tosfos' chiddush. So now he says, "V'yesh lomar d'mayek ksudam yuchad l'layla patur." Because he says, that was the Tosfos and Menachos. Tosfos here is dealing with the question, okay, but wait a second. So according to Reb Shimon, would pajamas be chayiv? And he says, no. Even if you hold that it's ksut, that it's a chovas talis, then you're going to be forced into the position of what? Ksut yom versus ksut laila, and therefore everyone agreed that your pajamas don't need it. So in that sense, he thinks the positions are connected. And that's what he says. Right? Everyone's going to have to agree, even if it's chovas talis, that it's about, it's not wool clothing, it's only certain types of clothing. And therefore you'd have to redefine it in that light. If you look at the Shagas Aryeh in 8, he says, V'afal pisha atosu tek shuasam amad yamar tzitzis chovas talisi, v'afil munach bekufsa, v'afil ach chevet v'tzitz hechi achan jesh man grama, v'yishlomar demay eksudam yuchol alayla potter. So he quotes Tosos, and he says, Eni yodea mai kamashma on amad yamar tzitzis chovas talis, yosir amad yamar tzitzis chovas gavrahu. And he pushes back. Because he says, according to Tosfos, it's clear that chovas talis means the maskana, klei kufsa. Even something that nobody's wearing is chayav. But what Rishagas Aryeh says, I don't like that. Because he says, even according to the shita that chovas gavra, mikomakam l'chayva etara lilvosh talis bas chiyuva, kedei l'kayim mitzvah tzitzis, elashim yesh lo talis bas chiyuva, lov shachayv la'atel tzitzis, v'ashtel didei nami tikayecha ashkachan sheiz man grama. He says, he flips it. He says, Tosfos thinks of the problems as a mitzvah sheiz man grama according to the shita of chovas talis. He answers it by saying, he'll say it's about the beged, and presumably the way that it is in Menachot, that once you define the beged in terms of dayness and nightness, it can be mitzvah shezman grama. Shagas Aryeh says, I have a more fundamental problem. How can you say tzitzis is ever mitzvah shezman grama if it's only a mitzvah kiyumis? Because that means that even during the day, I'm not really chayev. I agree with you. So he said, what must it be? So what? How do you? Right, this is his question. What's his answer? No, the fact that during the day I'm chayav.
You only have a kiyumis during the day.
Correct. So he says the same thing would be true according to chovas talis, and he says maybe. He says, why do you assume like Tosfos? Why are these connected? He said maybe the shita would hold klei kufsa is chayav only during the day, but at night, if you wanted to leave clothing in your closet without tzitzis, it'd be fine. So what you have is that Tosfos at first thinks that their following three questions are connected. Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama is about day-night versus clothing, which is in turn about klei gavra versus klei kufsa. L'maskana, Tosfos says no. Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama is about whether time is a relevant factor, and therefore it can be Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama whether you think it's about day-night or you think it's about Ksus Yom and Ksus Laila. And Chovas Talis is going to be understood in light of that, meaning not all begadim are chayev, but only ones that are ksus yom. The Shagas Aryeh says these questions are not even related. Or they're not even related. Mitzvah Zeshes Ben Grama is not related to the question of Klei Kufsa, Klei Talit, right? Just not. Because you could entertain a possibility in which you paskin. Now, what's Tosa's logic? Tosa's logic, if it's about the talis, then you would expect that its definition would be clothing related rather than day and night related. Shagas Aryeh says, why? These are separate machlokot. You could potentially say it's about day and night and still say that it's chovas talis, right? Which is quite a chiddush, right? He says these aren't related. These aren't related questions. Okay. I gave you the Avni Nezer. The Avni Nezer tries to really work through our Gemara on Mem Beis, and figure out what the Hava Mina Maskana is. Let's read it. It's an attempt to really bring some of the issues together in the Shakla Vataria. So the Avni Nezer says as follows: Hinei Sham B'Menachos Rav Nachman Mishmei Derav Tzitzis Ein Tzarech Bracha. Right, he said that Rav Nachman had said when you make tzitzis, you don't need a bracha. The hikshir of Chista, mi amarav tzitzis ein, v'hinei lelishna kama de tzitzis benachri psula. Al karchen, sovar, rav chovas gavrahu. Right, he says, mid Rav Nachman v'shmei, tzitzis ein tzarech bracha. His problem was that at this stage, it sounded like he held chovas gavra. And because he said you don't need a bracha, Shmuel asar chovas talis who damar sham klei kufsa chayven betzitzis, and Shmuel had held that chovas talis imken kasha hechi muki plugta der Rav Shmuel ketanai de tanakam of Resh Bag, and therefore you can't have the machlokot hang on each other because you have people saying the wrong positions, because Rav is the one who holds chovas. Sorry, because Harav Bein Shmuel Karash Bagas and the Rav Amar Tzitzis Asiya Lishma by Tviya Lishma Lo Boy, because Rav had said that you need Lishma, but not Tviya Lishma, the Taimei Dechovas Gavrahu, Bavale Asiya Rak Hazmana, because he thought that making it is only a preparation, a mitzvah Bishas Levisha, because the mitzvah is only when you wear it. Because he compared it to Sukkah, etc. Shmuel at time made Chovas Talis, and Shmuel held it was Chovas Talis, and therefore Asiya Mitzvah Guva V'Tviya Hazmana, and therefore you need even the Tviya to be with Kavana. Aval the Muki the Milsi the Rav Kirabana and Kasha Lamabai Asiya Lishma. But he said, I understand. Once you say the Rav holds Chovas Gavra, why do you need Lishma at all? And therefore, the Gemara says, "Ashalke Mukhr Dashas Karli b'De Rav Mordechai the Rav Machri b'Nachri Dei the Rav Nami Chovas Talasi Vein Tzarech Bracha Mishum Dikshera b'Nachri." And that's why at the end the Gemara had split between the mitzvah and the bracha question, because Rav holds that it's kosher with a guy, but you don't need a bracha because he holds that again the bracha is about mitzvah, but the lishma and nachri is about whether the process of creation is important. I think that's basically how we get to our conclusion. Okay.
So the Rav.
What? Okay, let's just look for a moment at let's look at 14 and 15, and then we'll get to the Rav. Okay? The Minchas Chinuch says as follows. Ach be'emet lo kasha, dehine lefi zem of war, demandus over the tzitzit chovat mana, havile asiyasa gmar mitzvaso muvarech b'shas asiyah lasos tzitzis. Right? The Gemara makes it clear that if you hold chovas talis, so when do you make the bracha? You make a bracha of asiyah when you make it. V'nira pashut lamandus firle dechovas talis replay kufsa chayev bevadei ein mitzvah bilavisha klal. The Minchas Chinuch says that there really is a firm split. If you hold chovas talis, then there literally is no reason for you to ever wear your tzitzis. There is no mitzvah in wearing it, and therefore would you make a bracha on atifa? No. D'mekayim ha-mitzvah b'shleimut imhem b'kufsa v'in ha-bracha rak al-asiya. Right? The Minchas Chinuch says, this whole machlokas that we're talking about is literally min ha-katze al-ha-katze. Right? You either hold atifa or you hold asiya. And therefore the Gemara number 10, the Gemara in Bracha, which says kimaatif betzitzis lema baruch hashem kedishanu David tzivanu lehitatepa tzitzit. Therefore, the Bracha that the Gemara in Bracha says, which is that you say the Bracha lehitatef, that's only according to the Shita that chovas gavra, right? Because you hold one or the other. One or the other. And in fact, Tosfos derives from the fact that we make the bracha of lehitatev, that the bracha, that the mitzvah is chovat gavra. But then it's tziv, and this is where the Rav is as well, says it's not true. So look at the summary I gave you of the Nitziv. This is from the Masifta Gemara, just because it was shorter than giving you the whole Nitziv, which was pages and pages and pages and pages. He says as follows.
Sikum
summary. What? Sikum summary, yeah. The Nitziv doesn't like this. He says, Eich mifaresh b'dara sovrim chova talit shemitkayem en mitzvah yedei atifa b'talit im tzitzit. He says, on face value, the Minchas Chinuch is correct. Right? According to Minchas Chinuch, it's correct. You fulfill your mitzvah entirely when it's in the closet. L'may nafkamina. For kilayim, right? Kilayim, that according to the Shita of Chovas Talis, should be allowed to wear a tzitzis with kilayim. No, because you could become the mitzvah completely by leaving it in your closets. You shouldn't be allowed to wear it because you're already fulfilling the mitzvah without violating kilayim, because kilayim you only violate once you wear it.
So owning is not a problem.
What? Owning kilayim is not a problem, and you get the mitzvah fully for tzitzis.
Is there an issue derabanan? Because you might come to wear it if you have it in your closet.
Maybe derabanan. Maybe. What's the problem is that we've already seen that Tosfos doesn't think this is true. Right? Tosfos doesn't think this is true. He says, why not? Right? Tosfos had said no, because it says asher techaseba, that shows you that you're allowed to wear kilayim and tzitzis, right? Even when you're wearing it. But why is that true? Sharei rak l'dana sovrim chovat mana mefarshim pasuk balomar zman chovat tzitzit. Aval derech asovrim chovat talit mitfareish shapasuk balomar geder atalit mali talit shein asuya levisha klal. He said, I don't understand. How can Tosfos say that you're allowed to wear kilayim and tzitzis even according to the sheet of chovas talis just because the pasuk says asher techasepa? If you really take them in Chaschenuk's position, what does Asher Techaseba teach you? Just the type of beged that you're chayv in. Not that you ever need to wear it. So therefore he says, Umitaret behind Mikshalos, and it's answers, Shladat Bala Ittur. Right, he's working specifically in the Ittur. Yesh the Faresh and Machloket Bavan Acher. Said, we must explain the Machloket differently. Shelo Nechleku Rav Ada v'Rav Nachman u'Shara Moroim al Mitzvat Ituf. Right, the Minchas Chinuch is wrong. The Shittah aren't min ha-katzeh la-katzeh. Everyone agrees that what? There's a mitzvah to wear it. Udar kulama mitzvahi beituf umit baresha pasuk asher techaza ba kipshuto. And therefore, the pasuk that you cover yourself in is exactly what it sounds like. Dahainu shetzarich litkasok rak beveget sheyesh bo tzitzit. Meaning that you have to wear a beged that has tzitzit. Velo nechleku begeder chovat tzitzit ela azman chovat tzitzit. They only argued about the following. Shledara sobrim chovat gavra. Chovat atalit tzitzit matchila rak bishat kisui. Here's the machlokes. When does the mitzvah start? If you hold chovat gavra, when does the mitzvah start? When
you put it on.
Uladara sobrim chovat talit, but the one who holds talit, beged sheish b'chiv tzitzit yesh ladu bo tzitzit miyag shabah beged liyado. Aval dover shegorim lechovat tzitzit shel tavo hu mas elavisha shamas elavisha gorim chiv tzitzit lemafreya. This is his chiddush. The tzar ladu bo tzitzit miyag shabah atalas liyado. Here's his middle position. He says, when does the chiyuv start? When you wear it. But what happens when you wear it? Retroactively, according to Shita Chovas Talis,
you get the mitzvah from
the mitzvah starts when you make it, because now it's defined as the beged that you will one day wear. Meaning, according to the Minchas Chinuch, the machlok is as follows: Chovas Gavra thinks Asher Techasaba tells you the mitzvah is to wear it, and according to the Shita of Chovas Talis, it means that which you would wear, but you don't actually ever have to wear it. What does the Netziv say? That's implausible. Chovas Gavra says the mitzvah is to wear it. The Chovas Talis says the mitzvah is to have tzitzis on a beged that you will wear, not in theory, in practice. And his chiddush, therefore, is that you become chayav retroactively when you make the tzitzis, if you ever wear it. So something that you're never planning on wearing, according to the Netziv, are you chayav even according to Chovas Talis?
No. But
but what does he use to solve this? Wait, what does this solve? One second. What does this solve for him? Kilayan. Because what is that saying? Everyone agrees that actually wearing it is part of the mitzvah. The only question is, does that...
So you can have kilayan then.
Exactly. Because everyone agrees the mitzvah is to wear it. The only question is that once you wear it, does that make it that you're also chayiv to have the beged that waits in potential to be worn? Tzitzit. But everyone agrees that part of the mitzvah is wearing it, because the pasuk says asher techaseba.
In this position, you don't need more than one pair. Meaning it's not more of a mitzvah. Like, if it was Chovas Talis, right?
No, because...
making it, then...
Because we've rejected the notion that Chovas Gavra means that you only need the person to wear tzitzit. Right?
So is it an extra mitzvah to...
presumably
have...
correct. It would be another mitzvah. Whether you have to do that is a different story, but there would be another mitzvah, presumably. The only question is, when would that mitzvah take effect?
Only once you wear it.
According to Chovas Gavra, according to Chovas Talis, it would be once you made the beged which you're going to wear. And he says, "V'kach mevaeret tama p'tur shamru b'gemara legavi talit zaken chazal lechvodo my time asher chasaba marachmana." And he said, "That's why the beged that you're only going to put on a dead person is not chayev ever. Why? Haylav lechsui avida. Because what is it? If you're going to wear it eventually, then the mitzvah happens when you wear it, but the chova starts once you make the beged that you're going to wear. But if it's going to go to a dead person, so then since you're not going to wear in your lifetime, it never gets the obligation. Wrapping yourself after you're dead is not a mitzvah.
So you can't
call a mitzvah, because dead people are potter from mitzvahs. And therefore, according to him, does everybody agree that you make a bracha when you wear it? Yes. It's not a either or. It's everyone agrees the ikra mitzvah is to wear it. The question is, does that spill over into being mechayev the beged? Nimtish ladatz kulam ikra mitzvah miskayemes ayidei ha'ituf v'chein gata bala itter shaladatz kulam yesh levarach ala ituf v'lomar lihis atev. And that's why the bala itter says everyone agrees that you make the bracha of ituf. The only question is, do you also make a bracha of Asiya? Hainu levarich asher tzitzivo HaKadosh Baruch Shalichaz betalos emken yeshimo tzitzis. So the first hybrid position we have, Right? So we have the Minchas Chinuch, we think there is no hybrid. It's Minakatzeh Alakatzeh. But as we saw, certain Rishonim already hinted hybrids, and then the Tziv says the Itter is the clear expression of this, because the Itter holds that we pask in Chovas Talis, but we, and therefore we say that Asiya, the Bracha of Lasot, but he also paskins that you make the Bracha Lihis'atev when you wear it, and therefore you see a clear hybrid position where he thinks that even the sheet of Chovas Talis holds that there's a mitzvah to wear it. He just also thinks there's a mitzvah in creating it retroactively.
Then people can't have shatnez.
And therefore you can't have shatnez. Right? You can't have shatnez. And that'll explain Tosfos.
In that case, again, dead people.
No, and therefore meaning that the heter of shatnez will apply even if you hold Chovas Talis, because the Asi Dochalosase will be invoked, because wearing it is a mitzvah according to everybody. Right? And therefore, and that would explain Tosas' positions as well. The Rav also, as I said, is a hybrid position. Right? Assumes that there must be a hybrid position. I gave you last week a version of it in the Rishimos, but this is, I think, a little bit clearer. So let's read through it. He says, okay, fine.
Well, we started from here.
Okay, that's fine. But the... Well, sorry. You're actually right. I put... Oh, yeah, Reish Dalet. You're right. Reish Dalet. Okay, so let's read through the Rav. I know it's a few pages, but it's quite clear. So he says, V'hine shaninu bebrachot v'yomer eno noeg elo b'yom bilvad. Right, and this will finish up our sugya from last week also of Mitzvah Zeishas Man Grama. He says, the Gemara says that you say Vayomer after Vahaya, because Vayomer only applies during the day. V'hikshu betos, v'at imkein, l'man d'yamar tzitzit chovat talit hi, afil munachem b'kufsa, afil achi chayevi b'tzitzit, heichi achan Zeishas Man Grama. Right, so Tosfos asked, right, if you assume that Chovas Talis depends on whether Ksut Yom Ksut Laila versus day and night, so then according to the sheet of Chovas Talis, you should hold Ksut Yom Ksut Laila, which means that you should paskin that it's still not mitzvah zeishas man grama. So you could answer just like Tosfos in Menachot, which is any mitzvah which is time influenced is mitzvah zeishas man grama. Right? That was, but the Rav wants to take a different answer. He says, "Ayin v'shagas ari sheikh shal debrei Tosfos." Right? He said the shagas ari that we just read said why? Maybe klei kufsa is also only chayev during the day. Right. Right? Right, that was Shagas Aryeh.
Yeah.
He said, why? So what's the svar of Tosfos? Why did Tosfos not entertain that possibility? Why did Tosfos think that if you hold Chovas Talis, you can't say it's only Chayiv during the day?
Because I'm the big
guy. Yeah, he said, V'nir l'tar she Tosfos evinu, sharak le'gabe Chovas ha'gavra, shayach l'chayiv b'shas ha'yom, v'lifter b'shas ha'layla. He said that whole conceptual model of day-night only makes sense about people. Achovas talis no gets bin bayom alayla. If you say it's on an object,
same thing,
then it should be the same. Vadvar nirim sure ain't shemashmos lizman benogel chafatzim. Clothing doesn't know whether day or night. Menogel adam yesh lizman chashifut. Day and night matters for people. Achayfik mufkal legamer mehepkal lizman. Objects don't change between day and night. Lagabav ain shum tam lo mar shegufa beged chayev biyom. Achlo balayla. And therefore, he says that's why Tosfos thinks that ksut yom. Sorry, that if you hold chovas talis, then you have to understand that the p'tur of day and night is not about day and night; it's about ksut yom versus ksut laila. And then you can argue about whether that still makes it a mitzvah zeishas as man grama. Okay? Yeah?
How do you define day and night?
Day and night.
Is it based on, like, time? Like,
yeah.
People generally go to sleep?
No. So we saw Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah thinks it's Misha Yakir. No. It's not day and night, it's Misha Yakir. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah thought it's from Misha Yakir. Once you can recognize things, right? The way we say by... Right, there's manitz. This is when you can tell the difference between blue and white, blue and green.
Back in the day, not today, because today that'd be always.
No, meaning based on the sun, right? Or, well, no, we saw that position. Or if you hold like Rashi in the possibly, like Rashi in the Sefer HaPardes, then it's whenever the lights are on, in a Chanami. In a Chanami.
Because, I don't know, let's say like in the North Pole, right? They like for like 9 out of the 12 months of the year, don't get like a sun or whatever it is.
Correct, and that's a big shaila. It's a big shaila that you define day and night there.
Right.
How do you keep
so
Shabbos?
If it's like when they go to sleep, or like...
No, we don't do that. No. There's a big machlokas. It could be that there is no day and night there, that you're chayav shachras once for 9 months. It could be that you only, that if you come there and the 3 months night ends, starts on a Wednesday, there's no Shabbos for 3 months. That's one sheet down. The other people saying, right? I was just talking about with the girl that I'm with him today. It's a huge machlokas, right? The,
no
right? You know Barry Pecos? Daniel, you know Barry?
Barry
Pecos. He's a doctor. Lives in the Or Chaim area. So he spends a few weeks every like 2 weeks every 6 weeks or something up in Nunavut, treating the guys in Nunavut. And he has the shayla. He says he tries only to go in the middle of the week. Nunavut is where the like north of the North Pole. Parts of it anyways. No, parts of it are actually in the North Pole. That's what he told me. Parts of it, I don't know.
How is that possible? I don't think so.
Or one of them. He goes, not just none of it, he goes to all those indigenous tribes.
How is it possible to be north?
I don't know. Or north of the North Magnetic Pole, I don't know.
Fact check.
One of those. Nunavut. The point is, he goes to the places where there's no sun for 3 months a year and no night for 3 months a year.
It was right there. Go away.
I don't know about the North Pole thing. The fact that they are part one of those places in the world where they get the what's it called? No day, no night. That for sure.
Yeah,
parts of none of it. Anyways,
in theory, that part.
Yeah, I think the highest people live like the most north. Is,
yeah, in theory, that would be more north than the North Pole.
Wow.
It's not just none of it. It's all the indigenous tribes up there. But anyways, so I've talked to him before about how he does this.
Right, no, it's resolute. Is
there you go, one of those. Okay. So anyways, he said... So now he continues. He says, Viza Yesh Lomar. Here's his suggestion. Shobenu tam moda shalayla inazman tzitzit lagabe chovar agavra. He says he wants to be mechadesh, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the following. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's two chiyuvim. There's a chovas gavra and a chovas talis. Chidusho Rabbeinu Tam, shiksut yom, chayevet betzitzit gam balayla. That Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush is the following. That at night, you're chayev to if you're wearing day clothing. Even though we paskin that tzitzit is chovar agavra, we call makom yesh b'sas levisha gam kiyum begufa talis. There's also a fulfillment in the talis, like then it's sort of like the nitziv, but different, right? The way the Rav's hybrid is like this: that according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's tzvei dinim. There's a mitzvah in you, and while you're wearing the beged, there's a mitzvah in the beged too. Im kein, yesh lomar shechidush Rabbeinu Tam shekusut yom chayevet betzitzit gam balayla, lo nemar el klapay oso kiyum mitzad hachefta shel hatalis. And therefore he says at night, he actually thinks that according to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't get a mitzvah. Midin chovas hagavra, there's a mitzvah in terms of what? Chovas talis, meaning, he thinks that according to Rabbeinu Tam, everyone agrees that at night you don't get a mitzvah in the gavra. You only get a mitzvah in the cheftza.
But during the daytime, you get both gavra and.
Correct. Mishum shav chafatzim lufkam legamrei behevdel izman. Acha gavra amnam chayev mitzvah tzitzis rak bayom upatr b'shas laila. Leor hanal ein shum stir v'divrei Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, he says the following, because there's a stir in Rabbeinu Tam, whether he paskins. So he says, here's what he thinks Rabbeinu Tam's position is. Hadin shel asei dochal lo sasei shayach rak b'kiyum hagavra. Kilayim, it's only b'kiyum hagavra. Now what's the problem? Rabbeinu Tam in one place says that he paskins ksut yom ksut laila. In another place he says that why are you not allowed to wear tchilet on a sadin? Because you might wear it at night. So the Rav says, isn't that a stira? If you hold ksut yom ksut laila, that means you're mekayim the mitzvah fully at night. So why should it be usher to wear kilayim betzitzis at night? right? Does it? So some people said, oh, it's just a steer on Rabbeinu Tam. Other people say he pots him like the Ran, that you're only chayiv if it's both day and day clothing. But he, the Rav is a different pshara, and he says, look, kasher maisa mitzvah shalatifa mitzvah mitzitzis dochas ishalavishas beget shatnes. He says shatnes is only mincha when there's a mitzvah in the gavra. And according to him, when is the mitzvah in the gavra? Only during the day. And therefore, only during the day are you able to wear kilayim. But if you're wearing sud yom at night, are you chayef to wear the beged? Sorry, you chayef to put tzitzis in the beged?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's also
because the kiyum bechevtza. I mean, there is no mitzvah zagavra, but there's a mitzvah zachevtza. Avo b'sheyesh b'kiyum itanai veget mimuomam ein b'levi shasam maisa mitzvah lo shayech adin shalase dochalosa say alkin hisak menu tam shem buter luvos tzidyom b'shasa layla afilom yesh b'shan esu shaman lomer shisra gilay buter etzel tzitzis. And that was why Rabbeinu Tam said, if it turns out that you're allowed to wear kilayim at night, which he says, l'maskana, does he think you are? Yes, but remember, that's why Rabbeinu Tam had argued on the Rambam and said that the heter of kilayim betzitzis is not about asa dochalosa say, it's a categorical hafka'ah. Why was Rabbeinu Tam forced to say that? Because he thought asa dochalosa say is only about mitzvah in the gavra, and he thought there's no mitzvah gavra at night. So if it's true that you're allowed to wear kilayim, then it must be, it's categorical. And therefore he says, Shikshem Shahta Kilaim Nag Balaylam Shavis Kilaim Hutter Tzitzis Wadin Batalish Ulov and Nashim. Amulfidar Kenanir Lahazbish Gam Nashim Bihi Hachisarnu Mitzan Maisa Mitzvah. Hov and Nashim Turs Mitzvah Tzitzis. Umela Lo Shahli wasn't in Asido Halosa say. Achmitan Mitkium Bechevtsa Shal Beged Bishaz Lisha Am Nashim Bechlal. And he says the same thing is true of women. He thinks that women, if they were wearing tzitzis, there might be a kiyum in the cheftza, but not a kiyum in the gavra. But there wouldn't be kilayim, according to him, because it's categorical. And the same is true of a borrowed beged, right? A borrowed beged, where he thinks there's no kiyum in the gavra, because tzutcha, it has to be your clothing, but you would still be allowed to wear a borrowed beged with kilayim and tzitzis, because it's categorical. And now he says, and now we get back to Chovas Gavra, Chovas Talas. La'amito shel davar. So this is, you see that this Rav piece summarizes Kilayim Betzitzes and Yom Valayla, his own sheet on Yom Valayla, and Chovas Gavra. So he says, La'amito shel davar. Shnei kiyumim elu betzitzes. Kiyum ha-talas v'kiyum ha-gavra. Mivusasim al shnei parshiot ha-oskim betzitzes. How do I know that there's two mitzvos? Because of the two parshiot. Parsha gdilim tas l'chal ba'akanfus k'sutcha. When you say make tzitzis on your four on the four corners of your beged, madgisha chovas atalis, that tells you that there's a kiyum in the cheftza. Ach parshas vasulam tzitzit al kanfei v'gdehem uritem otos chartem oseket b'kiyum hagavra chal yedei levisha. But when you talk about uritem otos chartem, right? Remember, you said that only makes sense in the chovas agavra. He said you're right. That's the parshan shlach. L'chein shitas Rabbeinu Tam sheyesh kiyum tzitzis beguf ha-beged ach l'mishas over tzitzis yichov esgarim minyash al-leif mityashevet al-leif uvachein. And now he comes back to the chovas gavra chovas talis, and he says mistaber shigam mishas over tzitzis chovas talis, and therefore even according to the shita that holds chovas talis mode sheyesh b'livi shasa kiyum gavra, he's going to have to be mode that wearing it is a mitzvah, is a kiyum, and that being counted as a cheftishal mitzvah depends on you wearing it, like the netziv. Hilkach rach beged she'efsher lekayim bo mitzvahs levisha chayev betzitzis she'ermunach bakufsa. And that's why Tosfos emphasizes that the only type of beged that is chayev in your closet is one that, so he says that you could wear. The Netziv, it says something different, which was that you will wear. But he says the fact that Tosfos clearly hold that it's only the ones that you will wear or could wear, and therefore Tosfos had said in Erechin, If it's chovas talis and you don't know how to put on tzitzis, then you shouldn't have to put on. If you're only chayv in those begadim that you know that you will wear, that you could wear. He said this, what the Netziv says, the slight difference is the obvious pshat. It makes no sense to say that according to Shita Chovas Talis, in Shom Kiyum Bilavisha's Begedim Tzitzis, that there's, it's meaningless to put on your tzitzis. That can't be. Do you think the Beishamai never put on tzitzis his entire life? Right? Do you think the Shita who held Chovas Talis just kept the tzitzis in their drawer and never bothered wearing a four-cornered garment? That makes no sense. You think that, right, imagine it, they're shuls, none of them wore talisim. The entire mitzvah is accomplished by keeping the tzitzis in your drawer. Said, you can't say that. How do I know you can't say that? Because the pasuk says, what's the point of tzitzis? Reisim also. Vada shibra kol yishkiyum gavra b'yishas tzitzis. And bederech zo nitan lavin ashitas Rashi. He said, now I understand Rashi. The fias over in Beit Shammai tzitzis chovas talis. Who had said that Beit Shammai holds it's chovas talis. Ulu da'atam shenim dorshim svuchim latar kilayim b'tzitzis. Sadin asu mi pishtun padr mitcheles gamkir munuch mekufsa. He said, remember we asked according to Beis Shammai, why don't you just put tzitzis, if you hold chovas talis, why don't you just put tzitzis, wool tzitzis on your linen beged and never wear it? Right? If you hold chovas talis,
no.
Right? Because you could do that. Koran Beis Shammai. Take a linen beged, put tzitzis on it, be mekayim the mitzvah bishleim musa, and leave it in your closet. And then you'll never violate kilayim. And he says, why don't you say that? He says, achorlu dvarenu. Based on what we said, it's obvious. Shareim asadin in omid levishim baz isur kilayim. If you can't wear it ever by definition, why?
Because
it's usur. Who a dinshin chayv betzitzis gamshir v'munuch b'kufsa? Then obviously you're not chayv to put tzitzis on it because. So again, the formulation of the netziv was that retroactively you become chayv once you wear it from when you make it. The Rav's formulation is anything which I will wear in potential.
You're chayv
because everyone agrees that there's a value in wearing it. The machlokas is as follows. Is there also a kiyum b'cheftza in addition to the kiyum b'gavra? But everyone agrees, and therefore that's how he explains Rabbeinu Tam, which is that at night, you're putter, mitzad ha-gavra. But you have to wear tzitzis in a four-cornered garment that's a day clothing, mitzad ha-cheftza, but you actually don't get a mitzvah b'gavra. You can still wear kilayim, he thinks, because it's categorical. But had it been Asi Dochalos, said you wouldn't be able to.
So the Rav thinks you should wear tzitzis at night.
He thinks that you should wear it on day clothing, like the according to Ashkenazim. But it's only a kiyum bechefta according to him, according to Ben Tam, but not a kiyum begavra.
So maybe if you take taking off tzitzis
wouldn't
night,
necessarily be a problem.
Wouldn't be a problem, but.
But you probably wouldn't make a mitzvah bracha if you put it back on, right? Because it's not just because of suffix, but because there's a lack in kiyum begavra. I mean, most Bokim say you don't make a bracha at night when you put on tzitzis because of a suffix. Because you might pass on the Rambam. According to the Rav, it'd be more than that. There's no kiyum hagavra at night. And the bracha's on the kiyum hagavra.
But you shouldn't necessarily just take it off just because.
No. According to Ashkenazim, why would you do that? You're making the mitzvah.
So Rabbi Ginsburg does.
Okay.
He says it's only in the day. It's always one. Like, I don't know. He confuses me.
I mean, according to the Rambam, it's only during the day. According to Rabbi Tam, you're making the mitzvah at night. Though, according to the Rav, only mitzad hachetzah, but not mitzad hagavra. But according to the Ran, right, if you pass them like the Ran, then it has to be day and day clothing. So there also wouldn't be a kiyum at night. Right? I mean, according to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah at night. According to the Ran, there's no mitzvah at night. According to the Rav within Rabbeinu Tam, there's a kiyum b'cheftza but not b'gavra at night.
So better safe than sorry, just wear it the whole time.
Meaning, if you wear it at night, according to certain Rishonim, you clearly get some value.
Is there a problem?
It's not us.
Is there a problem with wearing it at night according to the Rambam, or just it's indifferent?
No, so we saw that you can wear it at night. The Rambam is explicit, and the Acharnim, the Mepharshim of the Rambam say maybe you would have had a havamina that's usher because of baltosif. The answer is it's not usher because of baltosif. You're allowed to keep your clothes on.
So then in that case, everyone should wear a night just in case there is a mitzvah.
You could argue, or you could say that, look, according to Rambam, there's no mitzvah. According to Ran, there's no mitzvah. And according to Ravina Tan, there's a reduced mitzvah. So maybe there's no chova at night because it's only a right, way the Rav understands it. Okay, I think we can stop there with the Rav. So what we see is in the Nitziv, both the Nitziv and the Rav, is this mixed position, right? That Chovas Talis, right? Not like the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch thing, Chovas Talis means the only kiyum is if it's sitting in your drawer, and Chovas Agavra means the mitzvah when you wear it, right? And therefore the Machlokas is to make lasos or lesadev. The Nitziv says, what are you talking about? Look at the Itter. He says that you make, according to the sheet of Chovas Talis, you make, everyone agrees to make lesadev. The question is, you also make lasos. So the way Nitziv formulates it is, everyone agrees that when you wear it, you're Mekayim. The only question is, when does the mitzvah start? Only when you wear it, or once you wear it, retroactively, a chiyuv inheres in the beged. And therefore, you also make lasos. The Rav has it slightly differently, and the Rav's argument is, no, everyone agrees that the kiyum hagavra is only when you wear it. The question is, there also a kiyum bechefza. If you hold chovas talis, there's also a kiyum bechefza. But everyone agrees that you make the bracha l'satef when you wear it, because that's when you're mekayim the chovas agavra. And he uses that model to explain Rabbeinu Tam, to argue that maybe according to the shita that holds ksut yom, you're chayev in ksut yom during the day, gam mitzad hachefza, gam mitzad agavra, and at night, you have to hit tzitzis in your four-cornered beged, mitzad hachefza, but there's no kiyum agavra, and therefore do you have to wear it? No. Right, meaning I think the Rav would argue at night you don't have to wear tzitzis, even according to Ashkenazim, because at night, if you wore a four-cornered garment, you'd have to put tzitzis on, mitzara chetza, but there's no, to the extent that during the day there's a mitzvah to put on a four-cornered garment, that doesn't apply during the at night, because there's no mitzvah sagavra. And it's the mitzvah sagavra that tells you that it's important to dafka be wearing, tzitzis. Now this is where you come back. Remember when we started and I said that gavra, hefta, gavra, talis come take on different meanings, right? The Rav's formulation says that we really accept a version of both, right? That we accept chovas agavra in the sense that there's an active value in you wearing it, and the fact that there's the hefta is valuable, but even, right? I mean, even if we paskin chovas, right? You see that in his formulation, you have a little bit of each of those formulations. Okay, if you're interested, what I gave you in 23 is a Rosh HaWayas, is a discussion of this. In the comparison to mezuzah. So I'll say it a little bit, I'll just say it outside. By mezuzah, we paskin chovas hadarhi. And that the mitzvah is on the chetz of the bayit. Right? That you have to have a mezuzah on your bayit. Right there, we really are chetzah oriented. That's what the Gemara says. It's chovas hadar. Okay? Well, I gave share on this last year.
What's the reason for mezuzah? Meaning, what is the pasuk that says you attach it? Why? Also to, like, remind you?
Right, what does it say? That doesn't tell you, right?
So then what is the...
Right, we can talk about tamamits, but later. It's not like tzitzis where it tells you explicitly. Right? Yeah, there's implications, but... So, he said there's the following machlokas. What bracha do you make on mezuzah? You make
mikvah mezuzah.
Right, when you put it up. But the Magen Avraham is mechadish that what happens if you move into a new house?
You put up a mezuzah.
And there's already a mezuzah. You buy a house from a Jew. So the Magen Avraham is mechadish that you make a bracha ladur b'bayit sheyesh bo mezuzah. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger argues. Why? So he says, because what does Magen Avraham argue? Magen Avraham is telling you that the Maisa mitzvah is to live in the house. If you put up the mezuzah, so that's the Ikra mitzvah. But there's also a Kiyum HaGavra, which is living there. And if you didn't put up the mezuzah, so then you have to make a mitzvah on the Kiyum HaGavra. Rabbi Kivega argues, and he says, no, just because there's a Kiyum HaMitzvah of living in a house with a mezuzah, the Maisa mitzvah is
putting it up.
And therefore, you never make a bracha on the dira by itself. And here you see a similar split, right, where the Magen Avraham thinks that, yes, the Ikar mitzvah is the creation of the Cheftza, but there's also a Kiyum HaGavra that requires a bracha, right, if you didn't make the Cheftza. Right, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is not convinced. So I gave it to you because he. So actually, you know, let's read the second section here, and he says, "Okay, v'nir bazed in isbar la'el mashiyish lachkor begeder mitzvah tzitzis mezuzah mikaran al chepta debayis chayv mezuzah beged chayv tzitzis o ikar mitzvah la'gavra da'hinu shaltem chayv tzitzis mezuzah elu demakum kviyus and ofen kumah idea beged." Right, the question you have to ask by tzitzis and mezuzah is there a chova on the chepta, or it's on the gavra if he has this chepta? The Magen Avraham thinks that what's true of tzitzis, we paskin chovas agavra, is true of mezuzah, and therefore, just like by mezuzah, by tzitzis, the main bracha is lehis atif. By mezuzah, there exists a bracha on the kiyum agavra called ladur. But he said, really, near lechalik was a bitzitzis l'mezuzah. You should distinguish. Bitzitzis shulovish al gufo evichovas gavra. He says, by tzitzis it makes sense to talk about a chovas gavra, even if there's also a chovah on the chefza. Dainu mitzvah adam shi melubash bitzitzis tishiyira osam v'yiskros komutzvah Hashem. He says, why is it that by tzitzis I think that there is a value to also wearing it? Why is the rub? Larav, so to speak, so convinced that according to everybody in tzitzis, there's not only a kiyum in the chepta, but a kiyum in the gavra, or isim or so. Because the Torah emphasizes what will happen when you're wearing them. And that's why everybody's convinced that by tzitzis, in addition to the kiyum ha-chepta, there's a kiyum in the gavra. There's a chovas gavra element, even if you hold chovas tzitzis, right? Like the nitziv, like the rav. But he says, by mezuzah, I think it's completely chepta. Why?
Because it just says put it up.
Correct, because he said, look, what if I choose not to live in a house? Right? I like to live under the stars. Are you going to tell me I need a buyout to put a mezuzah on it? No! Right there, the chiyuv is completely, if I have a house, I have to wear it. And therefore, he argues that the Magen Avraham is wrong. Right? That the Magen Avraham is wrong. That the Magen Avraham, what the Rav says about tzitzis, makes sense by tzitzis. That by tzitzis, there has to be a kiyum in the gavra in addition to the kiyum in the chepta, because there's a value of a reason of so, which Daniel is always our, right, the devil's advocate, right? That's the, both Daniels, right? Are the, right? You can't tell me, right, that the reason is not important here. We know it's about a reason of so, it's about a zchar of so, you can't do that to me, right? It must be that there's some sort of value in the chule. But on the other hand, right, but when it comes to mezuzah, he says, I don't agree with the Magen Avraham. There you really can say it's only on the Chefza. Okay, there's more to do, but I think let's leave it at that. 3 days in Chovas Gavra, Chovas Talis. We've set up basically the extremes like Magen Avraham and this hybrid position based on the Rav and the Netziv, variations in the hybrid positions based on the Itter and the like. Again, there's some more nafkaminas on this in the Kilayim Sugyas, but we've discussed and we've done a little bit of Chazara here on the Kilayim Sugyas and on the Ksut Yom, Ksut Laila versus Day and Night, admits the Shesh Zman Grama. So we basically wrapped up those three Sugyas. Questions? What do we